Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
In an effort to deal with soaring rents, the government created approved housing bodies. Their job, among other things, is to source properties at affordable rents. My next guest, Tua Housing, does exactly that and hopes to deliver 2,500 cost rental homes in the coming 18 months, in which tenants will have to secure housing at more affordable prices. Sean O'Connor is the chief executive of the not-for-profit company Tua Housing and is on the line. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, Joe.
Can you explain to us how cost rentals work?
Okay, cost rental is a government-led, state-backed initiative to offer an intermediate rental product to tenants. Our basic level of discount on the open market rent we wish to achieve is a minimum 25% off the open market rent, but in some cases we've achieved near 50%.
So if the rent in the open market was €4,000, you cost rental would be around €3,000, if I calculated that correctly.
Yes, but we've never got anywhere near that higher rent. I mean, our average rent on a national basis for a cost rental product is $1,370 per month,
which is considerably less than the open market, I would say. How do you guys build houses at such a level that you can offer properties at that level of rent when other companies simply wouldn't be able to do it?
Well, it's largely a result of long-term partnerships between local authorities and the private sector. So large tier one developers and contractors, we do a lot of work with them and buy product from them in construction-led, forward-funded finance initiatives. We provide the finance as we would if we were building that scheme directly ourselves. So it's provided on the drip to contractors, as work progresses. Or alternatively, we equally do schemes where there's a fixed price contract and the contractor stroke developer will deliver that to us at a fixed price. But a key element of it is long-term fixed loans, which we receive in the main from the Housing Finance Agency, and we fix those loans for 30 years.
Wow.
And that allows us certainty, and it allows the tenant certainty in terms of going forward what their rent's going to look like. So the rent increase formula is linked to European inflation, harmonized index of consumer prices. And for our 2,300 families and people who rent cost rental to date, their average increase has been 2.4% a year. So it's a very stable environment. And there's another important aspect of cost rental is that people have security of tenure. They can live there as long as they want, okay, as long as they pay the rent
and they're a good neighbour. Who decides who gets access to a cost rental property? Because obviously they're going to get discount for potentially for decades.
Yeah, it's completely open, and it's open on a national basis. And as you would expect, there's huge demand. These are brand new homes, and they're usually in very good locations, and they're highly energy efficient. They're all A-rated or passive house homes, so the electricity bills are very low. We have let 2,300 cost rental homes to date. That's our portfolio.
And do you decide who decides who benefits?
No, it's done purely by a computerized lottery, if you like. But just to show you on the scale of it, for those 2,300 homes we have, where families are living there, we had 135,000 applications. Wow. And even today, we are letting a home and a scheme of 104 cost rental homes in Shankill this morning will be officially launched. And for those 104 homes, we had 4,200 applicants. But it's done on a lottery basis. Obviously, you have to meet certain criteria. One of the key one being the net income for the household is 66,000 or below. But there is huge demand for it, and that clearly demonstrates to us that it's a popular product. It's offering people choice. The tour, our North Star is affordability.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what we look to do. So it's a very worthwhile initiative, and the government are supporting it. And I think there's room for this tenure to grow massively in the years ahead.
It certainly is. And a lot of people will hope that it does grow, and that a lot more than 2,500 cost rental homes are built in the coming decade or so. Sean, thanks for joining us. That's Sean O'Connor, the Chief Executive of TUA Housing.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.